same night over at Times Changed. He's calling his Krampus something for Christmas. So I'm torn, man. Why does everything have to happen the same night, for Pete's sake? Anyways, let's go over some Times Changed stuff real quick. There's a band called Killer Whale Tank and the Music of the Tragically Hip. That's November the 9th at Times. Neil Fest runs the 15th and 16th of November at Times. Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, November 23rd, Times. Adriana Turin is November 28th at Times. The Tom Waits B-Day Bash, or Birthday Bash, is December the 4th, Times Changed. And pretty interesting, Whitehorse, who used to live here, for crying out loud, in Winnipeg for a few years, are December 17th and 18th, and these are all Times Changed. And the last one I got for you is the New Year's Eve. Celebration. So that would be actually December the 30th, not the 31st, the 30th. And it's the Windups who are playing. So John and everyone there takes New Year's Eve off. And rightfully so, they should, because they work hard and they present unbelievable music. So there you go. So that's what I got for what's coming up on the old concert scene. A little bit slower, but there's still quite a bit going down, you know? So wonderful, wonderful. All right. Listen, so the U.S. election's on. Let's do a quick update. Okay. I did a little bit of sleuthing, and it's not looking good for Kamala Harris. Apparently, they only need 270 to win, 270 electoral votes, and they won. Donald is three away, 267, and Kamala Harris, 224. So it looks like Donald, unless there's like some sort of insanity, which, you know, nothing surprises me, like I said, then it looks like we've got to go another 4 years with the Donald. But yeah, crazy. I don't like it because he doesn't like Canada, and that's where I live. And he seems to want to screw us over, even though we're the number one trading partner with them. But he doesn't seem to care about any of that stuff. And apparently he doesn't care about the good folks in Ukraine. And he's going to abandon them. And it's probably going to be a disaster. Let's just face it. But hey, we'll make the best of it here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and Canada in general. And with a little bit of luck, we won't get screwed over too bad. But too bad. I thought Kamala, especially when when they showed her going to the record store, I was like, I'm voting for her. She's cool. Donald Trump, I mean, all he does is try and steal other people's music. And then they call him up and say, you can't use my tune. I don't like you. Like, and then he's like, oh, okay, well, I was going to use Rockin' in the Free World, but Neil Young doesn't like me. Yeah, four more years, although it is entertaining, like watching this guy, you know, he's, entertaining. Yeah, that's the word. All right, so let's get on with it. Hey, let's do some songs about voting and about, you know, stuff, you know, related to voting. What the hell? It's 2:03 in the morning. And that means it's time for Devo. It's CKW. It's 95.9 FM Night Danger Radio. We got less than an hour to go. Here we go.
We'll be right back. over me. I give you power, but now gotta be free. I give you power, but now I'm sick. I give you power, I can take it away. I can take it away.
University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
Hi, this is the Famous Sandhogs wishing CKUW 95.9 FM a happy 25 years on the FM dial.
CKUW is my love, it says my arena on fire. The tonic, the trip. Chains of classics.
Stand up for your right. sing and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah. Get up, stand up, jump, jump. Stand up for your rights.
Ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
gonna do?
Save our money, do like the mob, put up your facts all. But got to get over before we go under. Time in a joint. Oh, Lord. Country, do you know just what I meant? We just changed. We got a brand new funky president. Oh, I need to be the mayor so I can change the things around here. I need to be the governor.
Ineligible. Ineligible. No woman shall have the right to vote at any election, be it for a county or riding, or for any of the aforesaid towns and cities. No person of Indian origin or part Indian blood who resides on a reserve located in a riding and benefiting from amounts paid in the form of annuities, interest, or other funds to the tribe or band of which the person was a member. No women not owning land. No unmarried women. No widows. No person who, during the preceding 15 days, the election was remunerated by the government as an employee of the post office, customs, lighthouses, crown land office, public works, mines, railroads, and Department of Revenue. No person in need who receives social assistance or assistance in any amount from a charitable organization during the year preceding the election. No person remunerated by the government as an employee of the Superior Court, Court of Queen's Bench, Vice Admiralty Court, Sessions Court, or Municipal Court, District Magistrate, Secretary, Undersecretary, or Clerk of the Crown, Sheriff, or Assistant Sheriff, Officer, or Member of a Provincial or Municipal Police Force. No person who collected federal or provincial duties, including excise duties, in the name of Her Majesty. No person acting as a returning officer or election clerk. No person working in any capacity for a candidate before or during an election. No stipendiary magistrate. No person of Indian origin who received an annuity from the Crown. No immigrant of Chinese origin. No persons of Mongolian and Chinese race. No employee of the federal government paid on an annual salary. No employee of the provincial government paid an annual salary. No teacher paid by the government of the province. No person previously found guilty of treason, serious crimes, or other offenses, unless he had been pardoned or served his sentence. No tenants, no migrants, must have 12 months of residency in the same address. No fishermen, unless they own real property and fishing gear, boats, nets, fishing gear, and tackle of the total value of at least $150. No individuals born in an enemy country during World War I. No individuals whose mother tongue was that of an enemy country during World War I. Ineligible. You are ineligible. Legislation in 1920 provided universal access to the federal vote without reference to property ownership or other exclusionary requirements. Age, 21 years, and citizenship remain the only criteria. 1940, the province of Quebec is the last province to grant women the right to vote. 1947, Chinese Canadians are granted the right to vote in federal elections. 1960, Aboriginal persons are granted the right to vote in federal elections. Until then, they were ineligible. We'll be right back.
yeah. CK, they stop. Good grief. Computer, stop. CKUW 95.9. It's been a rough night, dude. I've made a lot of mistakes. I don't know. I'm distracted. I'm watching this stupid election. Freaking things are going through my mind, and I'm not concentrating. I'm looking at my stupid cellular phone instead of concentrating on the job at hand. This should be a lesson to us all. But it's the Night Danger Radio Show, screwing up like usual. Every time we go on the air, it's 2:30 in the a.m. This is episode 286. We're discombobulated. We don't know what the hell's going on. What else is new? But listen, the music was pretty dang good, at least. The Famous Sandhogs from Winnipeg with Drinks on Me, Election Night. Freaking rights it is, from the Song Poem Store, Volume 23. Did that come out in 2024? No, it came out in 2023. So there you go. And make sure you check it out on Bandcamp. Let me just backtrack a little bit. Oh, man. So we are on the Song Poem Store Volume 31. So we might be getting to some more Famous Sandhogs next week, because I think I need to get to some new releases on the air. There's a bunch of stuff coming up. So there you go. And what did we hear before that? I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, we heard an Ineligible. That's a hard Ineligible. Ineligible. There we go. From the Skydiggers, from a record called Let's Get Friendship Right, which is a tragically hip line. And it was self-released by the Skydiggers. Wonderful. I bought that at a Skydiggers show, in fact. That was pretty fun. We heard James Brown before that with Funky President, People, It's Bad, from a record called Reality, which was put out by Universal Records. And what year was that? 74. It was Polydor. Polydor put that out. We heard Bob Marley and the Wailers before that with Get Up, Stand Up. And that was from Legend, which is, of course, the big compilation that many, many people bought. Tuff Gong was the label, of course. We heard the Arcade Fire before that with I Give You the Power, which was a 7-inch single put out by Capitol Records at some point. And 2017, that's when it was. The Clash before that with Know Your Rights from Combat Rock. Columbia Records put that one out, and that was way back in 1982. And off the top, I think, was it? Yes, indeed. Freedom of Choice by Devo from a record of the same name. Warner Brothers put that one out. And that was back in 1980. All right. Hey, listen, let's do, I know it's late. I got a million more songs to play, but we're just going to wave the white flag tonight. Let's just quick check this real quick. Yeah. 224, Kamala Harris. 267 still for Trump. So it's still looking like Trump's going to be the president of the United States. But more importantly than that, let's check CKW Sports, or Night Danger Radio Sports even. If we missed it, if you're not a sports fan, baseball's over for another year, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are the World Series champions. And they beat the New York Yankees, who I'm not fond of the Yankees, but whatever. So I was kind of happy. They won that World Series 4-1. And in case you're wondering, the Dodgers are tied for the most amount of World Series wins of all time with 8, and they're tied with the Giants, the San Francisco Giants. Listen, back home here, the Winnipeg Jets. Good grief. Who could have predicted this happening? They're on a heater to start the season. It's ridiculous. They beat Utah tonight. It's funny how Utah can't even come up with a name. They're just called the Utah Hockey Club. I mean, I don't know. Like, why don't you come up with, like, call yourselves like the Utah Underwear or something. Just give me a name, not the, hey, we're the Utah Hockey Club, but we don't have a logo. We don't have nothing. We're just going to go out there and play. Of course, Utah used to be the Arizona Coyotes, and And then they left because that was kind of a disaster. Remember the Jets left for Arizona, and man, Arizona, they didn't do much in however long they were there. And then they finally left. Oh, well, what can you do? But listen, the Jets improved to 12 wins and one loss on the season. Holy kishmoly. By my math, that's 24 points, and by my math, that's number one in the National Hockey League. That's right, folks. We're number one. We're number one. So just the Jets are just destroying it here. And CFL, big news. The East and West finals are all set to go. The East, in the East, I should say, is Montreal. They're going to host Toronto on Saturday, November the 9th. That's this Saturday. That one starts at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are hosting the Saskadelphia Rough Riders. That will also be on November the 9th, but this one starts at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And in case you're wondering, that is officially sold out. So you're going to have to scrounge if you want tickets, but it's going to be on the telly. And yeah, man, I'm going to be in front of my telly, and I'm going to probably have a big bowl of popcorn and maybe a Coke Zero, and I'm going to cheer. I got a bomber bell, like, you know, it's going to be loud and proud. And I think we're going to win. I really do. I think we're the best team in the West. And that'll give us yet another shot at another Grey Cup victory. I don't know what the stats are, but I think we've been to three quarters of the Grey Cup games in the last like 5 years or 6 years. We've been to almost all of them. So there you go. So we want another cup though, man. That's what we want. All right. Hey, listen, Punk Rock Flea Market last weekend was wicked. It was super duper fun. And I bought some stuff. I bought some CDs. I'm going to play them right away here. And yeah, and it's also when I interviewed M, who's the, you know, the boss, the CEO, the head cheese of the Punk Rock Flea Market here in Winnipeg. She gave me a bunch of bands to play on the show, you know, like kind of to interdisperse them, you know, during the interview. And I really, really like most of the bands that she gave me, including this band, who I, you know what, I liked them for a while, and then I just ditched them for no reason. They're a band called Gang of Four. This is a song called Paralyzed. So this is our Punk Rock Flea Market set, and we're running out of time, so here we go.
Stop. flat on my back. My ambitions come to nothing. What I wanted now seems just a waste of time. I can't make out what has gone wrong. I was good at what I did. The crows come home to roost, and I'm the Duke.
She was Listener-driven, never corporate-programmed. This is Independent Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Hey, pals. This is M from Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Talk about it. Didn't people
Yeah, CKW 95.9 FM. It's getting late. Coffee's wearing off. It's 2:54 in the morning. We've got 6 minutes left for crying out loud. Thanks for sticking in there, though. Hanging in there. So that set there was inspired by the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market. I don't know when the next one is, but if you've never been, you don't have to be a punk rocker to go. It's just a whole bunch of local artisans. Some of them, most of them, all of them, really, really talented. And depending on your tastes, I guess. And man, what a sweet market it was. And I picked up a couple records, and my eyes must have bulged out when I saw that one. The Nostrils. We just heard them. And I was so stoked when I saw this. I can't even remember the name of the booth or the company that was selling this stuff, but he had a whole bunch of awesome punk rock stuff. So I bought the last two songs that you heard. So I bought the Nostrils, and we heard Poverty Soup there. And if you don't know who the Nostrils are, they're from Winnipeg, or they were from Winnipeg, one of the original punk rock bands from Winnipeg. Recorded in 1981, remastered in 2001, self-released. The record is called Nostrophilia. And like I said, we heard Poverty Soup from those guys. So great. And we heard Honest John before that. Another CD I thought perhaps I would never, ever own, but now I do. The CD is called Loser Friendly. The song we heard was Dave. The release was 1985, and it was on a label called Dynagroove, which I'm assuming is the Honest John's own label. So there you go. Before that, we heard the X-Ray Specs, thanks to M and the Punk Rock Flea Market. We heard Plastic Bag from Germ-Free Adolescence. We heard Alice Bag before that with No Means No from a record called Alice Bag. And off the top, we heard The Gang of Four. A song called Paralyzed, which I love. This record is killer. It's called Solid Gold, and it's put up by Matador Records, which I'm assuming is the re-release label for that sucker. So there you go. We are done. We are finished. I got a million songs left to play, but maybe we'll do some of it next week. Hey, by the way, next week is going to be a Bruce Springsteen-dominated show, because I am, in fact, attending the Bruce Springsteen concert. Good grief. What's this world coming to? Anyways, thanks for sticking in there. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening to CKW. Take care, everyone. I'm going to leave you with the Circle Jerks, because that has a lot to do with the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market in my own little world. Take care, everyone. See you. Bye. Wild. Wild. Wild.
America. How's your favorite son? Do you care just what he's doing?